Jessica Ricks. Stocks rallied on Wall Street today. The Dow adding 554 points, closing over 40,000. The NASDAQ and S&P also positive. CBS's Jason Brooks tells us why.
Investors focused on better than expected July retail sales and another drop in unemployment claims, taking that as a sign that the economy is still in good shape.
Recession fears also easing as inflation hit its lowest levels yesterday in 3 years. Older Americans could start saving serious cash on their medications soon. Today, the Biden administration announced prices on some Medicare's most popular drugs are dropping.
For years, Big Pharma blocked Medicare from negotiating lower drug prices.
But not anymore. Thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, Biden says Medicare's negotiations have now lowered the cost of 10 commonly used prescription drugs, including Januvia, Eliquis, and Stelara, saving seniors and the U.S. economy billions. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Donald Trump says he wants to make America more affordable again, and part of that is bringing down grocery prices.
You're paying $148 more a month on food. It's every month, average family, because Kamala and her ideas, and Joe Biden too. I mentioned him, but he's sort of gonzo.
The former president making his comments surrounded by cereal, coffee, and bakery products. Vice President Harris has also reportedly decided to focus on lowering prices, especially meat, which she says accounts for a large part of rising grocery bills. Authorities have charged multiple people now in Los Angeles in connection with Friends star Matthew Perry's overdose death last year. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
We charged 5 defendants in this matter. These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyways.
Some of those charged could now face life in prison. Hurricane Ernesto still barreling towards Bermuda. Michael Brennan's with the National Hurricane Center.
Ernesto is expected to approach Bermuda late Friday and be near the island on much of Saturday, bringing a prolonged period of dangerous hurricane force winds, life-threatening flash flooding from rainfall, dangerous storm surge.
Parts of the East Coast could start feeling some of that today. And Taylor Swift has kicked off the first of 5 sold-out concerts in London. She's on stage right now, but started a little early because there is a curfew in the city following the cancellations of her shows in Vienna over terror arrests last week. Security at Wembley Stadium is very tight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A former Racine County Country Club is making way for a massive industrial project. Ashley Capital wants to build a $440 million industrial park at the former South Hills Country Club site in Caledonia. The plan being reviewed includes 10 buildings and is expected to create 2,000 full-time jobs. July home sales in Racine County showed a little growth, while Kenosha County saw a higher increase. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors has a Kenosha County jump in July year-to-year home sales at 13%. Racine County had 3.5% growth. Microsoft has expanded its land holdings in Racine County by buying an additional 70 acres in Mount Pleasant. They now own over 1,200 acres in the area. A beach hazards statement is in effect for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It lasts through the overnight and waves of 4 to 6 feet are expected. And the DOT says they're closing down the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are being told to use the detour, which includes 31 Spring Street and Memorial Drive. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers name a starting quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Phil Longo, the Wisconsin Badgers offensive coordinator, was asked, so who's the new starting quarterback? Is it Braden Locke or the transfer from Miami, Tyler Van Dyke?
We have named Tyler Van Dyke our starter. I will tell you that Braden Locke, last year it was Tanner Mordecai, and the number two was Braden Locke. This year it's Tyler Van Dyke, and we really see Braden Locke. I've mentioned to you in the past how much better he's gotten this year. That's how well Braden has done here in camp. But as of right now, Tyler Van Dyke Dyke is our starter.
NFL, the Packers flying to Denver for a joint practice against the Broncos tomorrow. Sunday night, the starting quarterback will not be Jordan Love. It'll be backup Sean Clifford.
I do think that when the lights come on, it's a little bit different for me. I don't know. It's just an excitement level. I do like to kind of think of myself as a gamer in a way.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their four-game series with the Dodgers. The Crew winning last night, 5-4, thanks to closer Devin Williams. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers possible this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Low mid-60s. For tomorrow, more clouds, a few storms again popping up. High tomorrow, around 80. Partly sunny, isolated showers in upper 70s Saturday. Low 80s and mostly sunny Sunday. It's 71 right now.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. All right, are you ready to play Can You Guess? Ben and Jerry, the creators of the famous ice cream, originally wanted to start what kind of business? The answer? A bagel business. They dropped the idea because they couldn't afford the bagel-making machine.
Yeah. From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. I'm joined by Georgia Hall on the phone. Hey, Georgia.
Hello.
Georgia is the organizer of the Music and More concert series, and a lot of you have been going to these concerts all summer long at noon on Thursdays throughout the summer, but there's one more concert, and this one's in the evening. And Georgia, this one's tomorrow night.
Right. Friday at 7 p.m. First Presbyterian Church. 7th and College.
I think we were talking a little bit earlier in the week that this one you do have to get tickets for. Still some tickets available?
Sure, you can get tickets at the door. They're $15 each. It's going to be money well spent because it's a great concert we planned.
Now, you mentioned when we talked earlier in the week that Bell City Brass Works is going to play and Mark Paffrath and one of his bands are going to play. What we didn't talk about was the money you raised throughout the summer. You're going to present that money to some of the local organizations and some scholarships to students.
Correct. The $6,000 that we raised, thanks to the generous donations from attendees and also two anonymous donors who gave big chunks of money to push us over the edge there, which was great. We're going to split that between Healthcare Network, HALO, and Restoration Ministries. They'll be able to get those $6,000 proceeds.
Nice.
And then we keep three scholarship funds at Music and More. We have one is the Merle Mall Scholarship. That'll be going to Nora Borner. And then we have two from the Mia Guyon Scholarship Fund. We'll be going to Amanda Moscom and Magdalena Masur.
And these are all local musicians who are going to be presumably going off to college here soon?
Right. Magdalena, I think, goes to Nicolet High School.
Mm-hmm.
Both Nora and Amanda are at the Prairie School.
Nice. All right, so that is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, First Presbyterian Church. Anything we need, any other logistics we need to know, parking and that sort of thing?
It's easier to park in our lot at night because none of the spaces are reserved for courthouse personnel. So, but it's going to be a crowded concert because you have a lot of people from the Brass Works coming, just a lot of people in general coming. So it's going to be best to come early, find a good parking place. We're air-conditioned, we're handicapped accessible. So come and have a fun evening with us.
All right. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And I think you told me before doors open at 6:15.
6:15, right.
Yep. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night, Georgia. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Kurt.
It's the Music and More concert series finale. The wrap-up is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, First Presbyterian Church, downtown Racine. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. 30% off gift certificates on local food, services, and merchandise. Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
Nobody covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he has one question for Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin.
Why don't you debate me?
Hovde and Baldwin will debate on October 18th, but Hovde says he wants more. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce.
She knows what to do to win Wisconsin, and that is to simply show up, listen to people, and work hard for them every day.
The election is November 5th. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft is still making real estate moves in Racine County. The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The new land is in the current project area, but north of Highway 11. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year end. Referenda for funding emergency medical services in Kenosha County got mixed results Tuesday night. Randall and Wheatland voters strongly supported increased funding, while Twin Lakes residents narrowly opposed their measure. The Kenosha County Clerk's Office says all results will remain unofficial until the vote canvass on August 20th. A pastry party has been planned in Racine. O&H is celebrating its 75th anniversary September 14th with an event at its Washington Avenue location. The celebration will feature live music, family-friendly activities, and the return of four specialty Kringle flavors, each representing a different generation of the Olson family. All five bakery locations will feature the special flavors. And the DOT says they're shutting down a Racine County bridge. There will be a closure of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are advised to use alternate routes, including 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. The closure dates and times may be subject to change based on weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers possible this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. Low mid-60s. For tomorrow, more clouds, a few storms again popping up. High tomorrow, around 80. Partly sunny, isolated showers in upper 70s Saturday. Low 80s and mostly sunny Sunday. It's 71 right now.
Stones, had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own, but the biggest kick I
local news and timeless hits from Elton John on WRJN. Have you been enjoying listening to Paul Harvey and his rest of the story? Well, you can hear archived versions of Paul Harvey with Don Rosen and with Cindy Huber. You can listen to Don Rosen's morning show at 7:25 and Cindy Huber at 12:05 for the rest of the story.
You got a smile, so bright. You know.
Jump.
News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. Well, you could see a shower or thunderstorm here tonight and a low of 67. Tomorrow, kind of the same. Showers and thunderstorms possible and a high of 83. Oh.
Hustlers, the Bowery got his bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. All my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And if it
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, it's time to give you four things you did not know yesterday. Thing number one, in 1975, more than a million people bought pet rocks as Christmas gifts. Thing number two, the average family household has four umbrellas. Thing number three, Mercury, the smallest planet in our solar system, may have an 11-mile thick layer of diamonds deep beneath its surface. And the fourth thing you did not know yesterday, an average elephant can be pregnant for 2 years.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Craving the best sandwiches around? From August 15th to the 18th, treat your taste buds to a flavor-packed experience with Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament in Cliffside Park. Enjoy the crispy fried appetizers and signature subs, and with the new mobile concession system, you won't miss a moment of the tournament. See why Lee's Deli has been Racine's favorite sandwich shop, the best of Racine year after year. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament, Thursday through Sunday at Cliffside Park.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens.